Colin Minogue, 2NURFM, can't get you out of my head. It is 22 past 10 and we welcome this very finely dressed, debonair, full of panache kind of gentleman.
Oh, geez, thank you.
I know. Garth Wiley, welcome from Event Cinemas. G'day.
Thank you. And lovely to hear Kylie Minogue on the radio too.
You're a bit of a Kylie fan, aren't you?
Well, we're grooving away. Yeah. Why not?
I think I saw you when I went and saw her the other year. I think you were across the other side of,
yes, of course,
the stadium. Yeah, good show, though. Lots of good things happening at the movies this week. I mentioned before Spider-Man. Is this Spider-Man 45?
Well,
or
it's
we're not quite
37,
there
yet? 37, I think. 37. But, yeah, there's been one or two of them produced over the years. And this is, well, I think this is probably the third reboot of the series that I can think of, and we go back to the original again. But the great thing about these films, though, is that each time that they get reboot, we get something else added to them. And this time, we have a brand new supervillain, well, in this series anyway, in Vulture, and you also have you've got Tony Stark in this one as well, Iron Man. So the mashing up of the Marvel universe is what's happening at the moment, and we've had some previews of Spidey in some of the previous Marvel films that have released earlier in the year, and look, there'll be a continuation of that as we go along.
Why don't they just not sort of individualise them, just say Marvel 14, Marvel, yes, 15, because they're getting very close together.
Well, it keeps hooking in the comic book loving audience, and people really are invested in this universe. They love to see how the characters are going to interrelate to each other. And, you know, look, I'm not a comic book person, so you know, I'm sure that there are characters out there that haven't been introduced to the universe that people who are in this space and absolutely love it are think about, well, how is Marvel going to introduce this character? And look, and this is what these films are all about. You know, those Easter eggs at the end where you see what the next film is going to be about is always something to stay for after the credits.
All right, Spider-Man Homecoming, let's have a listen.
8 years without any trouble from those bozos up in Stark Tower.
He thinks he can tear down everything I've built.
Someone is collecting stuff from Avengers battles and building these crazy weapons. This is my chance to prove myself.
Oh.
Yeah, so Tom Holland is the new Spider-Man in this one, and a huge lineup of cast in this as well. You've got Michael Keaton, who now sits on the bad guy side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. You've got Zendaya, a Disney actress, Jon Favreau, Donald Glover, Marissa Tomei, and of course Robert Downey Jr. in this one as well. So the pedigree of actors and actresses is very high.
Well, the only thing I can think of comparing that to is maybe Mars Attacks. We had every single actor that was around at the time in an Alien film.
Well, look, if you can't make the film good based on the pedigree of actors and actresses in this film, then you've got something going wrong. This looks like it's actually going to be quite good.
What has been making the big dollars at the box office at the moment? There's some big surprises, things that have got you...
Look, you know, probably not surprises. You know, you've got things like, it's all kids' films at the moment. So Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Cars 3... Transformers are still kicking around. So, you know, those that don't want to see, you know, that kids and family-oriented product, that one's in there as well. You've got The House, which is Will Ferrell's comedy movie at the moment. But the big film for the week last week, you know, and taking $19.5 million at the box office was Despicable Me. So, you know, and that's across 3 weeks of release as well. So there's some relatively big numbers in the Australian box office.
$19.5 million. How do you even make something that like that?
A lot of kids out there that want to see the films, and of course the parents that come along with it. You know, it's all the one-liners and the fun that goes along with these films that parents like to take a look at as well.
Sounds pretty good, Garth. Or you and I aren't making that sort of
dance. We aren't.
No, we're in the wrong game. You're closer to it than I am, though.
I don't know.
Keep selling that popcorn. We'll do it.
That's right.
Garth will join us next week. If you would like to go and see the film of your choice at Event Cinemas, 49216216. Question today, what film has just made $19.5 million in its 3 weeks? Give us a call at 2NURFM 103.7.